I want to tell you about a new podcast from Odyssey called Family Lore. It's about interesting family stories and the truth behind them. It's available now on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your shows.
Welcome to the Bart Winkler Show podcast.
Great to be with you. It is the Bart Winkler Show. I am Bart Winkler. 888-710-4ISN. 888-710-4476. Do you notice the first 2 hours of the show, I say good evening, everybody. And then the last two, I say great to be with you. Because now it's Saturday on the East Coast. So I'm respecting the East Coast. But I'm also respecting the West Coast and the Mountain Time Zone by not saying like, well, hello, good, you know, it's morning. Oh, it's not more. It's not morning. It's 9 o'clock in L.A. And people are driving up and down the highway, the 405, and they turn on their radio and some schmuck is going to come on the air and say, well, good morning, happy Saturday to you. Now, come on. Have some respect. Have some respect. You're doing a national show. You got to talk about the whole nation at large. The Milwaukee Brewers had another named. I set you up for that one because now I'm going to talk about the team that I like in Milwaukee. Just for a second. If you have not heard the news, Jacob Mizorowski was named to the All-Star team. Jacob Mizorowski has pitched in 5 games. He broke Paul Skeens' record from a year ago of 11 games. Remember Skeens last year? 11 games. A lot of hype around him. He came up, was pitching very well. All-Star game. Everyone's like, that is perfect. Makes sense. Good. We like that. Approve. Mizorowski's pitched in 5 games. He's got like a 2.8 ERA, 33 Ks. He's looked really good. And he's looked really good. He's looked really good in like, oh man, there's some great potential here. I don't think he's looked good in like, okay, that's an all-star. It's 5 games. It's 5 games. The Brewers released video of Pat Murphy, the manager, addressing the team. And then Jacob Mizorowski addressing the team as well.
He has picked someone else to represent the Brewers and pitch in the All-Star game. This is a guy that's generated a lot of excitement. Really proud. Announced this, that our version of Forrest Gump, Jacob Mizorowski, is going to the All-Star game.
I honestly have no words, guys. I don't know what to say. I mean, it's an honor, and you know, there's a lot of older guys around that have been around for a lot longer than I have. So I just wanted to send a thanks. So of all the help you guys have given me to get through these couple weeks that I've been here, so it's been huge.
So very humble stuff there from Jacob Mizorowski. 5 games, and he is named an all-star. Pretty incredible stuff. Pretty incredible stuff. You know what? Jeff Passan had a tweet about it. He just tweeted, Milwaukee Brewers rookie Jacob Mizorowski has been named to the National League All-Star team. He has thrown in 5 games and has 25.2 innings pitched in his career. That's the fewest games ever by someone played in the All-Star game. And you saw, I mean, you heard the video there I played of Mizorowski. He's very, like, appreciative. He knows, like, some guys play a long time and don't get into one of these things. But, you know, we can't get it. You know, it's, he understands. Wow. They selected me. This is crazy. But if you feel good for the guy, and you saw him there, and you feel good for him. You feel good for him. I think that's got to be the reaction, right? You feel good for him? Like, this young man, five starts, gets this incredible moment, did not expect it at all. We're a society where we like to see other people succeed, right? You feel good for them. Yeah. I know that's how people react. I just kind of want to see, like, what people are saying. I want to see the nice things that people are saying. Let's see here. Let me just look at some of the responses. Alex Cohen, Christopher Sanchez should be in. Oh, okay. Chris Kasky says, this pitcher should not be eligible in the All-Star game. There are players more deserving. Ryan, this guy named Ryan says, this is objectively lame and dumb, and baseball should be embarrassed about it. I don't want to hear it's just an exhibition when All-Star appearances are part of the history and legacy of all-time greats, and there are more deserving options. Oh. Gold Glove versus Mets says it should be Senga. This is a joke. The Setup Man says Nick Pavetta, Spencer Schwellenbach, Clay Holmes, Nick Lodolo, Sonny Gray. How are they feeling tonight? There's got to be somebody that says something nice. I mean, what are we doing here? MLB trying to promote young star, good for game, but in the worst way possible and upsetting to players and fans that deserve it way more. We do not need to do this at all. We are being extremely short-sighted with the way we select all-stars at this point. It's a major talking point when Hall of Fame talk comes and now guys are being left out that shouldn't be so we can get more viewers. Eventually will be an issue. So the reaction is quite negative. Quite negative. Shall we debate it, I suppose? Do you put a guy in the All-Star game after five games, and what are they doing? Last hour, we celebrated it. Some Brewers fans called in and said it was pretty cool. Yeah, it's pretty cool. You see this thing? It's different. It's cool. You move on with your life. The All-Star game, first of all, 32 people make each roster. Clayton Kershaw's not deserving to get in this year, but everyone's okay with that. You're adding another that he didn't deserve, but you're adding it because the commissioner picked him, and everyone's okay with that. Mizorowski is being promoted as one of these guys that is going to be a stalwart for years to come, but that's a problem. I forget it's America 2025. I forgot about that. We can't say good job to anybody else. We can never say, hey, good job for that guy. It's always got to be, well, what about those guys? It's like watching me and my kid when they play baseball. It's like you compliment one kid, the other eight kids start crying because you didn't compliment them. Guys, relax. Getting into an All-Star game after five appearances is weird. Absolutely, it is. I don't think it means much more than that. Is there somebody who thinks they're deserving and thinks, oh, I should have been in that game? Fine. But we're also at like the 15th replacement here. A bunch of pitchers deuced out of this game already because they're pitching either Saturday or Sunday. So would you rather, this is the question. The question is not, well, why are you putting that guy in? The other guy's more deserving. Well, is he? He's more deserving. If there's another guy more deserving than Jacob Mizorowski, he's like the seventh or eighth replacement at best. So is he? Is his legacy need All-Star? I know it's weird. It's five games. That's odd. The previous record was 11. It's odd. I recognize that. And I'm not trying to take the position of, well, a good thing happened to a guy on the team I like, so I'm going to defend that angle. My angle is, I think if you don't like this, you can say, oh, man, there's got to be other guys more deserving. I don't think we need to start getting into legacies are determined by the amount of All-Star games one has at the end. Relax. Maybe this is the start of a long career where there's 8 or 9 All-Star games. And you're like, they knew what they were doing, putting them in. Or maybe this guy flames out and you can laugh about it forever. Ha, remember when they put in that one dude? Miz something? Stupid Brewers. I don't think it needs to be any more than that. So if we're going to be debating here, like, oh, it should have been Christopher Sanchez. Oh, it should have been Ryan Bergeron. Why wasn't Sonny Gray in? Then what you want, if All-Star games mean that much to you, then what you should want is if a pitcher doesn't want to pitch because they're pitching Saturday or Sunday or just don't want to put that other inning on their arm, then you should advocate for no replacements. The rosters are pretty big as it is. These guys just get in there for one inning, sometimes one batter. So you should be advocating, if you don't like this, what I'm saying is rather than debate this reliever or starter versus that reliever or starter and then go to Fangraphs and do a comparison and say, oh, my guy's better. Like, sure, stand for your guy. But if we're going to have this conversation, it's not like he was the first alternate. Okay, and maybe they asked somebody else and they said, nah, I'm good. We don't know that. We don't know that. I was in an All-Star game once. I told you this the other night. I was in an All-Star game, a soccer All-Star game, high school, senior year. I was honorable mention in my conference. What the hell am I doing in a state All-Star game? I'll tell you what I'm doing in a state All-Star game. There was about 13, 14 other people that said no. They couldn't find a guy. Somebody knew my dad. They said, oh, see if his kid will play. We need somebody. That's how I got to be an All-Star. So you don't know. 888-710-4ISN, 888-710-4476. Greg's in Michigan. Hello, Greg.
El Bardo, it's the Warrior, Mr. Positive. Hey, I got to tell you real quick, we're having second thoughts about our Tigers here in Detroit, but that's another story. It's just
what happened 3 days ago?
Yeah.
3 days ago, you said the town was orgasmic.
It is orgasmic. But when you talk about, it's just, we're second guessing right now. And
You got the best record in baseball. You lost 2 games in a row.
Well, it's like someone said on the air tonight. It's not, you look at when they win, but you look and you study how they lost or when they lose a game. And you see the dynamics involved when they lose a game. And I would ask your listeners to think about that. You know, we always think that, we beat the teams we're supposed to beat, and we've been beating teams that are arguably as good or, possibly better than us. But
am I on in Detroit right now or not?
Of course you are. Everyone is listening to El Bardo with Mr. Positive and Carlos with a K.
We're not Detroit!
Yeah, say hi to everybody, El Bardo. Say hi, Detroit.
Sometimes isn't Mark Ryan on right now?
As a matter of fact, he just got off the air.
Oh, and I just came on?
Pardon? Yep. Right after you. Yeah. Now, real quick, talking about the All-Star game.
Pat Caputo talking nasty about me still?
Wow. You're the one that's bringing this up.
Somebody needs to figure out what the hell's going on with Pat Caputo and what his problem is.
I think they suck.
Well, here's the thing. I defended you, and I can no longer tag him on Facebook. And I tried to say, you know, I just wish you wouldn't have said anything bad about Bart or mispronounced his name. And he was doing it, you know, in a, you know.
Yeah, he called me Winkledink, right?
Yeah.
Total lack of respect.
Well, okay. Everyone in Detroit is hearing that, and they just want to just, you know, try to bring unity, and he'll get over it, and I know, he'll figure it out that he shouldn't be doing stuff like that. But
he's been on the radio a long time. I shouldn't disrespect him by even bringing this up.
He's a smart man. He's analytical.
And I heard he's never been wrong.
Well, okay, that's why they call him the book. Valenti has called me a weenie, and that's why I respect his intelligence, Mike Valenti, but I just don't like the way he called me a tool, and he doesn't know that I help charities and want to make the world a better place. That's what Mr. Positive
Good card to play.
For.
Good card to
You're
play.
You're a flower.
Greg.
Yeah, but
I asked. I didn't ask you if I was on Detroit right now to figure out what Pat Caputo's beef is with me. I asked you because I wanted to tell Detroit that if there's anybody that's feeling the way that Greg is, I can give you two different angles. One, it's baseball. Don't worry about it. The other is this is an interesting weekend where even some of the best teams just kind of struggle because of that All-Star break, because of what's on the horizon. So I've seen plenty of playoff teams. I mean, look at the Cubs tonight. They got waxed. Now, is it because they had a bad night? Or are some of these teams that we're going to find out on Monday or Sunday night and look back at some of these series. Oh, were they just looking forward to the vacation? Now, that's going to cost you, but it does happen. It's human nature. Right. You can't change it. So whatever happens is, if there's any weekend to not worry about big picture stuff, it's this weekend.
Okay. Point well taken. But real quick, I love your political undertones when it comes to the All-Star game. My man Chris Cuomo would be very proud of you.
What are you talking about? Greg, you keep trying to find something political in everything I'm saying.
I know, but you don't realize it. But I'm sitting here, and it's about the Democrats, you know, just hypothetically, the Democrats
the
and
Democrats.
Republicans. Well, they did this. And then, Republicans did this. It's like picking an all-star. This person is playing better than this person. Why didn't they get in? And, you know, everything
I was talking
political.
About how some fans were upset about that and then that.
You're right. Exactly. But there is a political aspect to what you've just said, whether you recognize it or not. And it's a good thing. Trust me. Like I've told you.
Greg, you keep trying to make fetch happen, man. It's not happening.
No. I know. But you're very intelligent, and I like your thinking. And I'll never forget, as long as I live, you sitting down with Barack Obama before he was president. There's something there.
I did interview him for news. Yeah, I did.
Yes, and there's something
because it was on a weekend, and I was the only guy working.
Yeah, but they chose you because. You know, they want to make your TV station look good. So
no, because everybody else had off, and it was a Saturday, and I worked weekends.
Humble.
I would like to know what the hell's going on with Jeffrey Epstein, though. That's something I'll mention.
Oh, God.
All right, I got to go.
Me and Chris Cuomo talk about that. Last but not least, you're right. The All-Star game is predicated upon legacy.
Greg, I got to go. I got to hang on.
Everybody, go for your dreams. Thanks, Alberto. Love you.
All right. I mean, seriously, what's going on? It's just nothing happened? Why are people in jail? 888-710-4476, Bart Winkler Show.
I'm Anna Garcia, host of True Crime News, the podcast. Every week, we bring you in-depth coverage on cases making headlines, as well as those that go under the radar. Tune in for Murders That Defy Explanation, Mystery Seeking Exploration, and Shocking Secrets That Will Leave You Breathless. Each week, we honor the victims by going beyond the salacious in our search for justice. Crime never stops, and neither do we. Listen to True Crime News, available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
It's the Bart Winkler Show podcast.
I got a tweet here from Brian. It says, did that just happen? What part? 888-710-4ISN. It's like our last bipartisan issue. 888-710-4476. I am Bart Winkler. Oh, I know a bipartisan issue. We love when the rubber hits the road, and I'm talking about NASCAR, and I'm talking about this weekend's race. The race preview brought to you by WeatherGuard Truck and Van Equipment. They're just as driven as the hardworking pros they serve. Carlos, I appreciate you playing that bumper because it gave me time to ask ChatGPT to spit out a NASCAR preview for me, and it says that there's a race at the Sonoma Raceway, the Toyota Save Mart 350, Vroom, coming up on Sunday. You can check it out, TNT and Max. It is part of the in-season challenge. Shane Van Gisbergen, who won the Chicago Street Course, starts on the pole and is a favorite because of how good he is with his road racing prowess. Don't count out Kyle Larson, Chase Elliott, or Ross Chastain. Although there's some guys that might face penalties and start near the rear. Also, rain possibly in the forecast could impact some strategy. It all goes down this Sunday. And that is the NASCAR race preview brought to you by WeatherGuard Truck, WeatherGuard, Truck and Van Equipment, just as driven as the hardworking pros they serve. 888-710. For ISN. Would that have worked? Would the client have been fine if I just said, there's a race coming up this weekend? Vroom.
I think they would have more than appreciated it.
Yeah. I think as long as I just, you know.
As long as you say sponsored or all right, you know, we're good.
Yeah. Do you know who's just as driven, by the way, as the hardworking pros they serve? That'd be WeatherGuard Truck and Van Equipment. Just if anybody was wondering.
Very good.
I'll be them. 888-710-4ISN, 888-710-4476. I keep dangling it, but at some point tonight, I am going to talk about schedules. We will get there. How are we doing for Guess What They Said, by the way? It's a little tougher in the summer.
It sure is. We have we have one really good cut right now, but I'm sure I can come up with four more.
All right. Anything else going on today? We got Yankees audio. You got some Yankees audio, maybe.
What do you think the one good clip is?
we could bail on it. I'm in the summertime. I'm gonna have to bail on it.
Listen, if we bail on it, I think Jeff from New Orleans might like send a pigeon carrier to my house. You know, and in about 6 to 8 weeks, I'll be getting a strongly worded letter of why we didn't do Guess What They Said.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Or he'll call me in like 15 minutes and be like, hey, you know, that's my favorite program.
We got an impression?
I really love Guess What They Said.
And
I really think you should give him a hard time because, you know, I love hearing that drop, my favorite drop of my favorite program. You know what it is, Carlos with Carlos with a special K. Oh, no, I said I wasn't going to call you Carlos with a special K. I'll call you Carlos with a K. But I love that drop. I love what you guys are doing. And shout out to Robert from Annapolis. I think Robert is an excellent caller. And, you know, these callers out here are just strive to be great. And,
you know, trying to go hit a home run is probably not going to help me. So, you know, I'm going to do my best.
That is not me. But, I guess that was the Oscar playing music of saying, hey, stop doing a Jeff from New Orleans impression. So I will Sally Fields my way out of here.
Yeah, I thought we were playing Guess What They Said a little early.
Great highlight.
Yeah, and we'll probably hear it soon, which is fine. 888-710-4ISN. I don't know that we should be impersonating callers.
Oh, I should be impersonating more callers. A lot of you get on my damn nerves.
Hey, what do you want to talk about? My father's race is coming up. I'm drunk.
Need a couple of Pabst Blue Ribbons in order to make that impression.
Bob is in Chicago. Bob's untouchable. We're not gonna go after Bob. Hey, Bob. Bob's not there.
Or maybe
Bob.
We will.
Bob, where the hell are you?
I'm here.
Hey.
Hello.
What's up, Bob?
Sorry, guys. I thought I was on a delay.
Oh. Well.
Yeah, so no. I mean, the kid got selected to the All-Star game. That's great. I mean, he's been pitching his butt off. Wonderful. But he might only pitch one inning, maybe even three batters. So everybody should
get out. He might even see one batter. If it's the end of an inning, he may not even get in.
Right. So they should stop throwing their arms up in fury about why is he in there. He might not see anything else, but they're seeing a kid that can pitch lights out. And he's on the grandest stage of all. So why not get out there and shine?
Yeah, Bob, I appreciate it. Jacob Mizorowski announced to the All-Star game, Brewers. He's pitched in five games.
Bob Witt made us wait for that.
The shortest. You've been doing the show for about a year, I realized.
Yeah, I just made my anniversary, I believe.
And I sense that you're getting a little looser.
Oh, yeah.
And I also feel like I'm trying to stretch the boundaries of how loose I can get.
I've noticed. I'm actually also eating fries as we're talking, so just putting that out there. I got some free fries and some cheese sauce. We're all sharing.
You can't wait 2 minutes for the break?
What I got to wait 2 minutes for?
Well, I'm talking
to you. I said this an hour ago. This is a safe space. If I can't eat fries on the air, what the hell are we doing here?
I guess it is a fry day.
And we came back with Nick Friedel on the liner? Huh?
Whoa. Definitely on purpose. Miles Turner is going to wear number 3 with the Bucks. Is anybody interested in that? With Mizorowski, 5 games. So the main reaction from people, they're upset because somebody else should have got in. They're upset about that. I think we need to get to a point. Here's my goal. Here's my goal. This is my goal. And you know what, Greg? This can stretch to politics. Because this should stretch to anything in your daily life. I think we need to get to a point where if you're going to argue something, then you can't argue against it a different way if it benefits you or if the argument changes. Case in point. If you're going to say something, then there should be something that you can never say again. So if you're going to say, what are they doing? Why are they putting this guy in the game? What about some of these other older guys that deserve it more? How could baseball do this? If you feel that way, that is fine. A lot of this discourse, a lot of the sports conversation, this is all sports. This is all fun. Sometimes we forget that, but it's all fun. So if you feel that way, that's fine. If you feel that way. I can't argue against your feelings, right? Now, you need to be disqualified from ever having this take. I just don't think baseball does enough to promote their young stars. Can't say it. If you have that take, you can't say it because that's contradictory to what you're saying here because that's what baseball is doing. Baseball is promoting their young stars. Baseball is an all-star game. They have an opportunity to add another pitcher because it's Matthew Boyd that is not going to pitch, and he'll still be there if he wants, but he's not going to pitch, so they have a decision to make. So they looked around and said, who can we put in this game? Plenty of people deserving. And then they said, you know what? We're on like our 10th reserve here. This Mizorowski's been turning a lot of heads. He just had a really good outing against the Dodgers. He out-dueled Paul Skeens. Let's put him in the game. Let's make him an all-star. Five starts to be an all-star is absurd in any season. It's absurd. It's not enough. This is unprecedented. How are you an all-star after five starts? I agree. But they did it. And they did it for a reason why everyone always wants them to do it, and now they're doing it. So, let's get to Mike, who's in D.C., and we'll get to an update. What's up, Mike?
Hey, thanks for taking my call. Appreciate it. Hey, sure, I think you're getting to it here, but, like you got to break it down, right? Like, what if he only had one start? Would you be okay with him starting in the All-Star game with just one start?
It's not that I'm okay. I think, like, this is insane. It's five starts. It's insane.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. So that's why people think it's ridiculous. So, like, I don't know. I'm not sure why you all are questioning it. Like, it's absurd. Like, there has to be a cutoff. And five starts is just not acceptable.
Like, okay. So then we got to figure out, everybody's got to figure out, like, they're promoting their young stars, right? They're honoring a guy who's had, you know, a good month. And then, you know, because there's a lot of these guys that got announced as replacements. Nobody knows. I think Mizorowski, I think what they're doing is he's like turned some heads nationally for what he's been doing the last month. That rarely happens in baseball. The Orioles have three relievers in this All-Star game. I bet you outside of Baltimore, nobody's heard of any of them. So, yeah, it is, but I get it. But, you know, everybody's reaction is fine. I would also just remind people that I don't think any of this matters.
And that's my second. Bart, I'm not sure. No offense, dude, but, like, you might the whole point of your job in your career is to talk to people who think this stuff matters. And so you're sitting here saying none of it matters. Like, you're kind of defeating your own, I mean,
yeah, no, Mike, I'm saying if you're somebody who sees this guy who gets into the All-Star game, after five starts and thinks longer about it for any more than 5 or 10 minutes, then I don't know. That seems kind of weird.
Do you not realize that's the whole point of sports talk radio? Like, that's the whole point. Like, if people didn't care about it like that, then you wouldn't exist. Your job wouldn't exist. You'd have to go be digging ditches, right? Like, to sit there and make fun of people who actually care about this kind of thing, like, that's the whole point. Yes, we care.
Well, isn't that my opinion? Isn't it to give opinions about sports? This is my opinion about this sports topic.
I'm just pointing out the irony of that. You think that it's not important while your whole livelihood depends on people thinking it's important. If you don't understand that contradiction, I don't know what to tell you, man. Like, it's pretty funny, to be honest with you.
I think you think you're onto something, but you're not.
Oh, go tell me how I'm not then. So break it down for me, brother.
So my livelihood depends on me passionately caring if Jacob Mizorowski is an all-star or not?
No, on other people caring. That's the whole point. Yes.
Or does my livelihood, if you want to say the livelihood, does it depend on me finding ways to engage and make interesting topics of the day in sports?
This is clearly something that's interesting and engaging because a lot of people are passionate about it, but you want to sit there and downplay it.
And I'm coming with a different angle. I'm not downplaying. It is. I agreed with you. It's weird, but I see why they're doing it. And I'm saying if you're somebody that's worked up about him being in an All-Star game, I think that that's fine. If you don't like it, that's fine. I personally, if I didn't like it, I probably wouldn't spend more than 10 minutes on this particular thing, but also I've spent a lot of time complaining that Tyrese Halliburton takes a look at who he's going to pass to and then passes it anyway after he stops looking, and everyone's like, that's a no-look pass. I spent hours on that. So, yeah, I do get worked up about a lot of things. I think my main thing isn't so much, oh, you shouldn't care about this, you shouldn't care about this, and I know I did say that to you 5 minutes ago. I personally wouldn't get too worked up on it because of how deep we are into the reserves. So if this guy was the first reserve, okay, then it's a little like, guys, a little too much on the social media engagement, but this is like the 10th, 15th reserve. And then the other thing I'm saying is, if you're like, you don't like it, you don't like it, that's fine. So that is your opinion. But now what I'm saying to you is you personally are disqualified from ever scolding Major League Baseball for not promoting their young stars. You cannot say that anymore if this bothers you. That's what I am saying.
Got it. Well, all right. First, I'll give you props for admitting the Halliburton stuff. So there you go. Like, you understand. People do get worked up about their
things. Yeah, Mike, if I got on the air and went through sports all day and was like, this is stupid, next. I mean, you're right. I would not have a job. I would not have a job. You're right. It would be stupid. No one would want to listen to that. You're right about that.
Thank you. I appreciate you being... See, this is why I sit here and listen to you at night, because you know what? You actually... You and your buddy there, get his name. Yeah. Sorry.
Carlos.
You guys are actually
it's cool. Carlos. Yeah. All right, Mike.
Sorry, Mike.
I'm glad. I think we're in a good spot. I got to go, though. All right?
Have a good night.
All right, Mike. Mike in D.C. And I've done it again. Let's get an update. Jennifer Williams.
Have you ever felt like you were living just a B or B plus life? It's so dangerous to live that, more dangerous than a B minus or a C plus life, because when you're living a B or B plus life, you don't change it. You think it's good enough. Is it? I'm Susie Welch. I host a podcast called Becoming You. People think, okay, an A plus life is not available to me, but there is a way. We are all in the process of becoming ourselves. Listen to Becoming You wherever you get your podcasts.
Couple minutes before our final hour, and then David Shepard. I get DJ in Boston in 888-710 for ISN. DJ, what's up with you? Thanks for calling.
Hey, how are you, my friend? Just calling about Mizorowski, and I have no issue whatsoever with him making the All-Star team. I mean, Skeens started the game last year after 11 starts, so why not focus on the young talent? Get him in there, let the eyes show on him. I mean, let's face it, Milwaukee's always going to bust out in the first round of the playoffs anyway, so let's get all eyes on him while we can.
You son of a bee, DJ. Ah, I like you. Thanks, man.
No problem. Keep on doing what you do.
He's right. He's right about that.
Craig's my favorite new caller. DJ, call back anytime.
DJ's top of the charts. Craig's in Wisconsin. Craig, you just burned us.
Yeah, hold on a second. I'm still picking my butt up off the floor after that one. Wow. He got us good. But I'm going to tell you this right now is that, you know, the majority of tonight has been kind of down on the whole Miz going to the All-Star game. And I think it's a Milwaukee bias still. I think this is the same way you can look at, you know, how every year.
So if this was like a New York Yankee, people would be talking different?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. If it was even from the hated team from the South, oh, my God, it'd be the greatest thing ever. Especially if he would have struck out 12 against, say, the Dodgers, if he was wearing the Yankees uniform or that other uniform. And you know, the biggest one would be is, what's the national? I mean, not that you're not the national, that you don't have the national year, Bart. But let's see what the first takes have to say. I mean, they don't talk anything but football and basketball anyway, so I'm sure that they have a whole lot of knowledge about this kid. You know, whatever. But yeah, I think it's still the Milwaukee bias. Just think about it.
I'm thinking about it, Craig. I don't know what it is that we did to any of these people. We give them great beer, we give them cheese curds and brats, and they still don't think we're good enough.
You know what it is? It's the Green. It's because I'm a diehard Packer fan. I'm going to die to the end. But the rest of the country hates most of the people. You love the Packers, you hate the Packers. And so the people who hate the Packers, then they just start picking on our other teams. What did the Bucks ever do to anybody? What did the Brewers do to anybody? We haven't. I mean, I was 11 years. Or no, I was what, 7, 8 years old when they went to the World Series in '82. What the hell?
What the hell, Craig?
They haven't done anything since, like, you could be. I mean, '82 was the only time, and they keep referencing it every year. I think this year is what, the 26th and a half year that they're going to have the reunion of the '82 guys come back this season. Yeah. I think I saw.
Yeah,
another Robin Young bobblehead.
But, I don't know that they're, Craig. I got to let you go. It's the top of the hour almost, but thanks for the call. Let me finalize the take. If you've been listening on and off, in and out, you caught a little, you're just catching up now, you're just in now, I want to give you my take on Jacob Mizorowski. 5 starts with the Brewers, quickest debut to All-Star ever. My take is, if you're mad about that, if you want to die on the hill of Sonny Gray or somebody else, fine. If you're mad about it, you can be mad about it, okay? You can care about it. I still wouldn't, like, let it ruin my weekend, but you can care about it. But you can no longer say that the MLB is not doing enough to promote young stars. You can no longer say, oh, the MLB, they have an exposure problem. It's a regional sport. They basically put this kid over tonight. You wanted him to be put over. You wanted someone to be put over. They're putting him over. That's what you wanted. Was it the wrong guy? Was it the wrong team? I don't know. But you can't have that take if you're going to have this one. Bart Winkler Show.
Thank you for listening to the Bart Winkler Show. Listen live Monday through Friday nights, 10 p.m. Eastern, 7 Pacific.
Looking for something smart, soulful, and full of heart? I'm Jen Hatmaker, host of For the Love, the podcast where we talk about what really matters, love and family, faith and purpose. Every week, I'm joined by incredible guests for honest conversations that invite all of us to live with more intention, more laughter, and more connection. Join us on For the Love wherever you get your podcasts.